As we see in this morning's gospel, Jesus is drawing to the end of his earthly mission. His disciples have been accompanying him for almost 3 years, and even yet at this late point in his ministry, after 3 years of continually witnessing Jesus' miracles, his disciples still don't understand. They still don't know their Lord. They try to dissuade him from returning to Jerusalem, where his enemies are lurking, waiting for him. And after all this time, they just don't get it. Well, when you think about it, aren't we a lot like the apostles? We have been Christians for a long time, or maybe not so long for some. We've heard many homilies. We've received Holy Communion frequently. And yet, in the middle of life's ups and downs, we still find it hard to figure out what God is asking of us. In the middle of life's temptations, we still find it hard to trust him enough. Flannery O'Connor has a famous quote that Father Damien Ferrance uses on his emails. You know how people put things sometimes in the bottom of their emails. Father Damien does a couple of things for the diocese as well as teaching at the seminary. And Flannery O'Connor said this: "What people don't realize is how much religion costs. They think faith is a big electric blanket, when of course it is the cross. It is much harder to believe than not to believe." This Lenten season has been a time for us of realizing just this, that religion means being tied. For us, tied to Christ. That religion means is just what she says. It's not an electric blanket. It is the cross. Martha and Mary found this out, that it's hard to follow Jesus. They had been faithful to his friendship when so many others had already abandoned him. And yet in their moment of need, Jesus seems to let them down, ignoring their plea and permitting Lazarus to die. How upset and confused they must have been. And in the end, he came through far beyond their expectations. He raised Lazarus from the dead. Well, you know, the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist is a powerful reminder of the fact that God never gives up on us. When the priest consecrates the hosts and the wine during Mass, Christ truly becomes present in them, body, blood, soul, and divinity, as we say. And then two things happen. First, Jesus gives himself to each one of us in Holy Communion. He is fully present in each host, and he gives himself completely to each one of us. But that's not enough for his love. Just as it wasn't enough for him just to come down to earth at a cave in Bethlehem, he had to show the very depths of his love for us. And to do that, he suffered and died on the cross at Calvary. His greatest gift to us on this earth is his presence with us in the Eucharist. He is here, truly present, every day and night, all day and all night in the tabernacle. And many times we have received Holy Communion simply out of routine, without really appreciating the greatness of the gift that we are receiving. But Jesus keeps on coming. He never gives up on us. He never will give up on us. In May, we're going to have a 2-day parish mission on the Eucharist. It came up rather suddenly last week, but I made a snap decision because I believe this is going to be a wonderful thing for our parish. It's fitting to do something like this during this 3-year Eucharistic revival going on in our country. Today we know that many Catholics doubt Jesus' presence in the Blessed Sacrament. We all know family, friends, so many Catholics who rarely come to church at all, or Catholics who simply stopped believing and have given up their faith. This man who leads this parish mission on the Eucharist has worked wonders for many years throughout the country, reviving people's faith in the Eucharist. And this is why I've invited him to come to our parish. But remember, many times we forget about his presence in the tabernacle, but Jesus stays anyway. He never gives up on us. Now, with that being said, we're going to segue to something that really follows what I just said. That is, every year around this time, we have these little pieces of paper at the end of the pew, and there's some pencils, and you fill in there, accept my simple prayer for someone you know, just the first name. Put the first name down of someone you know who has been away from the church or who has stopped coming to church totally. And then you're probably praying for that person yourself, but the ushers are going to collect these right away in about 30 seconds. And then when you leave today, you pick up one of these at random and you pray for that person for the next 2 weeks until Easter Sunday. So did you get all that? So we take one of these, fill in the name of someone. Every time we do this, we get names like Pope Francis, Father Troja, Father McNeil. Well, I appreciate your prayers, but I do come to church once in a while. But I do appreciate everybody's prayers. And so fill in that name, and then the usher's going to come forward now. Come on down, guys. And they'll collect all of the paper.